She had to go away to go to Santa Fe. Now there is only me, loving just the same. And I'm gonna work a miracle, and I'm gonna work a miracle, and I'm gonna work a miracle, and the miracle is you. I rolled a face down the mountainside, the face of love, the face of love. And we sparkled in the sunstream for the world to see our streel on screen. And we tread among the snow trees of the days that will be coming, and where our hearts will be. Set to live our lives, running through such different tracks. Day by day our feelings change, sometimes constant, sometimes sad. Gonna work a miracle, gonna work a miracle, and I'm gonna work a miracle, and the miracle is you. I roll the face down, the mountains are high, the face of love, the face of love. This to make our power flow, this to fill us with delight. Slow, dancing, tingling through the night, dancing, tingling through the night. Share, you are there, you are fair. We'll share. I'm gonna work a miracle, and I'm gonna work a miracle, and I'm gonna work a miracle, and the miracle is you. Thank you.
sottise, l'erreur, le péché, la lésine occupent nos esprits, travaillent nos corps, et nous alimentons nos aimables remords comme les mendiants nourrissent leurs vermines.
This eye rolling to it, skeleton spinning into a tree, arms stretched out to make a cross that reaches away from you. I'm bursting into leaves and bud, growing above the poisonous plants in pots, bending my bright, white bones into new garnets.
Nos péchés sont têtus, nos repentirs sont lâches, et nous faisons payer grassement nos aveux. Et nous rentrons gaiement dans le chemin bourbeux, croyant par de vils pleurs laver toutes nos tâches.
Will you feel the sensation of an abyss, but greedy touching, not simple of sleeping bliss, count numbers into the future? You told me you'd catch me, and I love the world. Hot head when you tinker till dawn, take time out of time, will you mend when you find what you focused around? Take the sheets and open a tear, so the bearings rolling down the taut slope will fall. Did you hear? I said I'd catch you. Whilst you catch the world.
Sur l'oreiller du mal, c'est Satan Trismégiste qui berce longuement notre esprit enchanté, et le riche métal de notre volonté est tout vaporisé par ce savant chimiste.
Action, dream, memory, desire, regret, remorse, beauty, fear, courage, numbers lined up in force. It all makes sense, on occasion, making sense, and it bubbles and spreads like a leg on a scale where the hinge got flexed and the rest dripped off. An orange liquid just for us. But you weren't watching, you were doing your hair and singing hallelujah. I looked into the future and I saw you there. Brave and scared behind your eyes, and older and younger.
Tient les fils qui nous remuent. Aux objets répugnants, nous trouvons des appâts. Chaque jour vers l'enfer, nous descendons d'un pas, sans horreur, à travers des ténèbres qui puent.
Satiated and greedy, toes curled around the lip of a mouthy pit which talks to you from below whilst your eyes bent up. You never saw this before, until you held my flesh and fucked me, but the prey that we became knew the animal above. It didn't speak its language really, knew the sound and felt the wind, and it dipped and soared around us, leaving the small print on our clothes. We talked and talked, and the animal revolved, revolved, but we were the eye in the center, rolling, demented, to see itself.
Ainsi qu'un débouché pauvre qui pèse et mange le sein martyrisé du boutique quétain, nous volons au passage un plaisir clandestin que nous pressons bien fort comme une vieille orange.
Can I talk to you through the din of all these others? Airwaves, train rides, clouds and brothers, smiley faces, hand signals, dyes and divas, and sound checks and fuckwits and 16-year-old leavers. You are counting and shouting and rushing and deciding, rethinking and wanking and sweating and sliding, and deciding that's enough. I never said this was forever. And I collapse and stand up, and collapse and stand up, and collapse and stand up. I cultivated my hysteria with pleasure and terror. Now I suffer constantly from vertigo. You know, this whole play began with a love letter very stubborn boy with eyes like spears. Dear stubborn boy with eyes like spears, enough life to pierce the tiniest protein into the biggest crowd. You are out of proportion to my strength, fire silver sprank into my face. Whilst people are sleeping in stadiums, surrounded by human excrement, go shout out loud that I put MDMA in your tea. Come, tell the world to me. Take pattern and shove it out of sync. Sync and shove it, pattern, take out. Take out pattern, sync and shove off. Fairground ornamentation that cakes my hallucinations in an exponential spin. Spreads and will always turn lighter at the edges. Brain will always snatch itself back at the point where pink turns grey, but it won't ever stop. This girl, trapped under the ice, had someone tread on her face. Ask her how many eyes she's got, then look to check. Touch her out of curiosity, then warm lust, as we leave the suburbia with its equality and stacking. Rise up out of the floor in a breath, nicked ascent. Liquid clear, you jump me, pull her hair, and kiss me so softly that flowers grow out of my ears. He did not commit suicide in a fit of madness, in dread of not succeeding. On the contrary, he had just succeeded and discovered what he was and who he was when the collective consciousness of society, to punish him for escaping from its clutches, suicided him. It wormed its way into his body, the society, absolved, consecrated, sanctified, and possessed.
C'est l'ennui, le charge d'un peur à monter, il rêve d'échafaud, dans son cas, il connaît le cœur, son monstre délicat, il est le cœur, son âme, le frère.
Fight my face, my arms. Start the rot and watch it spread. Its beautiful green sheen catching the last bit of the light as the day pops into night. Watch my leg decay and use the colours as swatches, or collect, build a scaffold around me of jumpsuits, magazines where celebrities wear less and less clothes. Repeat Kate Moss. Make it inescapable until I can't hear it anymore. Collect darts with feathered ends, Flemish collars where lace patterns turned into whipped up waves, fishing rods joined together at the top into a teepee. Let's live in the teepee until the zebras move in and we add colour to their black and white. I am sharing with you like you share with me, but how can I do it enough when you are 10 men and I am one woman? When I am 10 women and you are one man, my mind goes blank. Hands of a clock, even when out of order, must know and let the dumbest little watch know where they stand. Otherwise neither is a dial, but only a white face and a trick moustache.
God is not a robber. Amen. When you enlisted in the Lord's army, listen, you're going to have some benefits when it's all over. Amen. You're going to have some attributes. Amen. It's going to help you to enjoy life. So I want to encourage you as Paul encouraged Timothy. Timothy, I know you're going to have to encounter some things. Don't fool yourself. Just living will bring you on its adversity.
People wanting the stage horse. People want the serious horsey. People wanting the mysterious horse. The people want mysterious horsey. Mysterious horse. Mysterious horse. Mysterious horse. People wanting. People want. People wanting. Mysterious horse.
What can you do? bumped into someone really famous.
Really? What did she say?
She said, oh, isn't it strange, she said. Isn't it strange bumping into you? Is it, I asked? Yes, you seem like a smart guy. Think about it. I thought about it for a while, and I put it together. Yes, I've been following the changes in your image. You've become warmer, a lot warmer, and you've kind of softened. It's really something. I saw you talking about Buddhism on the television. And she said that she wasn't very impressed. That she wasn't very impressed by English sanitary arrangements. Even though we had, invented them. Because you're kind of forced together in a small space like cattle, but worse. She said that where possible she avoids gender-specific bathrooms and uses those conveniences intended for the use of handicapped people, which she prefers because they are more roomy, they're better lit, they're cleaner, and she can sit down without taking her backpack off. Wow, what did you say to that? Well, she carried on talking about toilets, and I just kind of drifted off and started thinking about how funny it was that this person was here with me. That it all made a funny kind of sense. And even this toilet thing was like some kind of climax of her movement towards the people, into the arms of the people. You got it, she said, and she winked at me, and I continued. In fact, it's really amazing how much that has all worked, how successful that's all been. Moving towards me at an almost unnoticeable speed, because I just feel so comfortable with you being here. And I don't think I would have before. You could be like an old friend now that I see often, or a piece of furniture in my house, well used. And I tried to maneuver myself around as I was talking, quite carefully, until I had my back to her and then sit down. I tried to sit on her, and she dropped her shopping and looked really angry. And one leg, I kind of sat on one leg. Wow, what did she say to that? Not really any words. She left, but really not so cool. She left some grapes on the pavement. So what did you do? I ate them.
You know how the Japs have this thing for amputees, right? They love amputees. No arms, great. Hot stuff. No arms, no legs, that's the best, you sexy thing. You little sexy lump. No legs at all, no arms at all, and no face. Wow, too much, too much. No features at all. Just a smooth surface with a few holes. How many holes? I don't know, two maybe. What are you, some kind of prude? No, okay, three then. Now you're talking. What kind of holes? I don't know. How would you tell? What? Smell them? Are you crazy? That's disgusting. Oh, wait, you freak. Okay, then. Well, for the sake of argument, three holes. I don't know. Say, a mouth hole, a bum hole, and, the you-know-what. You know, the thing hole. What's that? You want a fourth hole? Get out of here, sicko. It's okay now? Well, really? It is? I mean, I always kind of thought about it, but... Wait a minute. Maybe you're trying to trick me. Who's doing it exactly? Huh? She is? Get away from me. Her too? Some refugees? Wow. So it's hip after all. I knew it. I knew it would become hip. Wow. Fantastic. We'll be right back.
Happens to me, I will swim up to the surface and walk back. coming out of my church in my Sunday best, out of South Central, down Broadway, North of West. I got onto the bus with my flight and my stuff. He said, "Hi, girl." I said, "Hi, girl." He said, "What you got I can steal?" I said, "Nothing in real." That's my flight and my amp, that ain't got no appeal.
Smashed
in. I love you. I wondered what to do to make it strong and true and not be lying to. So I said something crude. I am not scared of you. And I turned my back to some nice attack. When he came by me for the whole lot to see, he looked me in the eye. That's when I was gonna die. I couldn't even cry, even hit him at the side. But he left me still because I told the truth. Working class is blamed, white or black, that's the same. He couldn't stand the thing. With no time to think, he got off when he planned. And I respect you, man. But playing your part, keeping up with your art.
When the battle gets heated up, amen, you head in the other direction. I want you to understand that as a Christian, you're going to have some challenges. Not just from the enemy, the devil outside, but listen, you're going to have some challenges from the inside. You got to fight even with yourself to do right.
Imagine modern history meeting angels. Imagine modern history meeting a god. Imagine modern history meeting that man is more than just impulse. And hold evolution, believe in a future of purpose and hope. Keep your pure, your spiritual, keep your pure, your spiritual.
That is not a rival. Amen. When you enlisted in the Lord's army, listen, you're going to have some benefits when it's all over. Amen. You're going to have some attributes. Amen. It's going to help you to enjoy life. So I want to encourage you as Paul encouraged Timothy. Timothy, I know you're going to have to encounter some things. Don't fool yourself. Just living will bring you on its adversity.
Hello, this is Andy from Junior Aspen Records in London. You've been listening to the Jukebox Heart podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. You can find out more about Junior Aspen on the web at www.junioraspen.com. Thanks.